intro.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
Yep, we must take America back. Thanks, everyone, for joining us again today here at the National Intelligence Report on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, and on the 28th day of July in the year of 2023. And before we jump into today's program, I would like to mention to all of you and to please, if there's any way possible that you can support Republic Broadcasting Network, whether it be a monthly support or a one-time payment, or maybe send a check or call the give them a call. Find out how you can help, and help the people who are the sponsors on this show. Patronize them, because folks, this freedom of speech thing is going away so fast that most people are not even aware of how fast it's going away. So if in any way possible, contact Republic Broadcasting Network and republicbroadcasting.org, push the donate button, or find a way to help keep free speech alive in America. Well, that being said, it is a distinct pleasure for me to welcome back two of my buds. We used to do a program together called Addicted to Our Own Destruction. Wow, can you imagine that? Well, anyway, let me start off by welcoming the one who is farthest away, Mr. Cal Robbins, out there at Lake Havasu, Arizona, out there where it's probably so cold they're wearing sweaters. How's it going, Cal?
Oh, it's going good out here. We're a day under 120 today.
Oh, you're under 120?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Any cooler, we're going to have to break the parkas.
Yeah, you're going to have to get out the parkas or something here pretty soon. That's getting kind of frigid.
Yeah, and, it's kind of frigid.
And also, and then my good buddy, the retired commercial airline pilot. And for those of you who are listening in today and are unaware of Mr. Darrell Wayne, DW, as we affectionately call him, he was the first commercial airline pilot to fly into New York City after 9/11. But anyway, he's now retired. He's out there in Alabama building stuff in his shop. And appearing with us from time to time, and it's always a pleasure to have you. DW, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's my pleasure to be with you and Cal, and it's always a surprise for me. I never quite know. We never get a flight plan. We just we fly without a flight plan when we get together, and it's always we never know where we're quite going to go, which is always entertaining and interesting to me anyway. And I don't know about being retired. I feel like I work more now than when I know I definitely work harder now than I was sitting in an airplane driving it. So it's a pleasure to be here with you guys. So.
Well, thank you, buddy. Here was something I think that absolutely has to be addressed. And, you know, for all of the, for the years that I've been involved in this and doing this and the multitudinous times that I've had people ask me, well, how do we fix it? Well, you know, we're not going to fix anything until the people understand what it is they're fighting against. And what we're fighting against every day when you wake up in America, you're in the midst of a soap opera. The majority of what you hear, the majority of what you're told, if you're watching TV, the majority of everything is fictitious. It's not true. But you are involved in a huge psychological operation. Now, DW used to fly commercial airliners. I used to put together psychological operations, psyops, not on Americans, but on other people when I was employed with that wonderful No Such Agency. But I understand what a psyop is, and I see them, and I can recognize them because I have been in the areas where they are constructed, and I know why they're constructed, and I know why they're constructed. And, yes, it is kind of, you know, gosh, trying to describe it mentally, what it's like to watch people react to these things, these psychological operations, over and over and over again. It's just absolutely amazing to me. Before I jump into and really get down to the bone on this piece of meat, your comments on this, Cal, please. And don't lose that mute button. There you go, buddy. You got it.
It's, that is interesting. The people that do these psyops, it's, what do they get out of it other than the power of glory? There's probably some kind of feeling of a rush of power over people that they get. I mean, it's maybe it's an addiction. It's like, it's almost the word. Let's see what we can get them to do next. And they just keep pushing the envelope on what they can get people to believe or think or say or do. And the people just keep going along with it. And I'm just shocked and amazed by it. And it's impressive the way they can manipulate people.
Oh, buddy, absolutely. The thing of it was is that way back in the 60s and early 70s and through the 70s, actually, the United States government perfected their psyops or worked on their psyops, not on Americans. They used them on foreign governments, foreign people, to sway opinions. And then in the early 80s, these psyops started being directed against the American public. And that was very disconcerting to me. And I said, why have the American people become our enemies? And my supervisor said, well, you know what? We've got a job to do here. And if you don't like it, go somewhere else. And I did. But DW, your comments on psychological operations and how you see them affecting and determining a psychological operation is designed to make people do what you want them to do and make them think it was their idea. So DW, go ahead, sir.
Well, okay. Yeah. It's an extremely important topic. It's, for people who are listening to this or to just the general population, they would agree with you that these things occur. But here's the contradictory part. They don't believe it can happen to them. And
do they think they're too smart, DW?
Well, they might. They might just think that they're too smart, too well educated, too well grounded in the Bible, too well grounded in principles and ethics and their culture, and not realizing that there are unlimited funds into the literally probably hundreds of billions of dollars that have been expended in order to infiltrate every aspect of culture, every culture, subcultures. Social media has made it easier to do that. Perception management is the key to the PSYOP, psychological manipulation, perception management. So this has gone on for a very long time, almost all throughout the history of a man. People manipulating other people's perceptions. Now, why don't they just use brute force? Well, that's hard for a small number of people to use brute force on a large number of people. It tends to have low back, Mike.
Are you trying to tell me, DW, that 535 people in the government, the Congress, the Senate, the President, and the Supreme Court, are you trying to tell me that those people feel powerless against 330 million people?
If their true motivations, or if their true, they would be, if people were to comprehend what they're actually been doing for a long time.
There you go.
And so they. The goal here is to manage people's perceptions, to manufacture consent, and so you have all these different subgroups and subcultures, and they all have a thought leader, a influencer, the cult of personality. It goes beyond politics, political parties. And as soon as one political face is done, they just put up another one. There's an endless stream of people that will do that. And so when you hear people say they want to fix this, then you understand that they want the system. They want the people that corrupted the system, to reform the system, not even understanding that the system has been corrupt from the beginning. And so it's just a perpetual feedback loop. I like to say that the young people are ignorant and the old people have amnesia. And it's amazing to observe. By the way, if you look at psychological operations, just a little history of it. If you look at like Wellington House, they were responsible for psychological operations on the English and British people in the run up to World War I. And
yes.
This was transferred over to the Tavistock Institute in the 20s. And then America got its own franchise of the Tavistock Institute and the Frankfurt School. These were all about social engineering and political science. And so there's a long history here. Daniel Estulin wrote a wonderful book about the Tavistock Institute. John Coleman wrote another extremely good book about Tavistock, published in 2005, and you can buy a copy of that for $4,000 on Amazon.
Really, that cheap?
Really, yeah. So, you know, there's a long history of psychological operations. I won't bore you with it. Maybe later. I could literally go on for 10 minutes just naming the names of the people that were involved in psychological operations over the 20th century. And yet people ignore that because they have amnesia and they don't think it applies to them. So
Is that selective amnesia, or is it medically induced?
Well, that's a good point. You know, there is a attack, an assault on the diet. There's assault on information. There's the assault. PSYOPs includes propaganda, and the masters of propaganda were the Lippmann and Bernays. They were so good at it that when Hermann Goebbels wanted to understand how to apply it in Germany, he actually came over here and took lessons from them. This is public relations. And then it's marketing. So it's insidious in that most people, here's the thing, is that most people don't actually have the tools to defend themselves from active propaganda. And then since they don't recognize the contradictions because they've been censored, so they're giving mis and disinformation, and then they're censored from receiving the objective information, and so they have no way of comparing it. They don't know what they don't know. So they're trying to, they're low information, and they're trying to reach conclusions on an extremely low information basis.
Well, DW, let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you in the vernacular of the inner city. Let me ask you a question. How much does the limitation on free speech affect what you just said?
Well, I mean, it has a huge impact on the censorship side of it. You only can compare something and expose a contradiction when you have the have objective questions, whether they're exactly the opposite of what's being said, or if they're just a different perspective on what the official narratives, you know, if you can't challenge official government media, which is all the major outlets, and then for that matter even the alternative outlets, the answer, you know, the question for me is, how can you actually put faith into people that you don't know, and where they're receiving their income from?
Call them government.
Yeah, I mean, who's facilitating, funding, and subsidizing these people? What are their motivations? I mean, I'm kind of amazed.
Let's see if we can get Cal in here before he freezes to death out there in that cold weather.
Thank you. BW's he's just nailing it, you know, one step after another on what's been going on. I gotta concur with everything BW's saying there. PSYOPs, and as he says, most people they know there's PSYOPs going on. They know information's false, yet they believe what they believe is to be the truth. What's really amazing is they believe the truth to be the truth, even if you can present irrefutable evidence, actual factual physical evidence to the contrary of their belief. They will still cling to that PSYOP belief that's been planted in their head.
That's an emotional connection, buddy, not an intellectual connection.
Well, that's how PSYOPs work. They have to work on it. They have to work on it because logic is great.
Well, we got a break coming up, guys. We'll be back on the flip side, folks. Thank you for joining us. The way
come down.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Let's talk Bidenomics. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. President Biden and his team are standing behind their economic record as Biden kicks off his reelection campaign. Let's talk about some numbers. $2.39. That was the price of a gallon of regular gasoline on Inauguration Day 2021. $3.56 was the average price yesterday. That is a $1.17 or 49% increase, which costs the average driver an additional $525 a year. So Bidenomics is not good on gasoline. 2.65% was the rate for a 30-year mortgage when Biden took office. 7.51% is the 30-year fixed rate today. That is a 283% increase that costs home buyers an extra $528 a month on a $100,000 mortgage. And those together, the Biden economy, cost the average home buyer with a car an extra $6,861 a year. So sure, unemployment is down, but Bidenflation is robbing all of us. Remember to listen what a politician doesn't say. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Love this music. Really appreciate that. It brings us back to the National Intelligence Report, and I'm so fortunate today to have my good buddies Cal Robbins and DW with me, and we're talking about psychological operations. And I want to throw something in here, and I would like for you, Cal, for you to lead off. So hunt for your mute button, and I would like to hear your thoughts on a correlation between a psychological operation and a false flag event, or a, well, yeah, let's say false flag like Oklahoma City, 9/11, you know, pick one. Is there a correlation between psyops and a false flag event?
False flags are part of the psyop.
Ooh.
People see something tragic on the TV screen and they go into an emotional state, and then they're fed a certain narrative to fit the agenda, and it's kicked off by the false flag. A false flag is usually the start of a new PSYOP.
Oh, Cal, doggone it, buddy. I tell you what, that frigid weather out there sure has your brain activated, because I like it. I like where you're going, because in my opinion, you hit it right square on the head, buddy. If you're going to control the emotions, you show people emotional stuff on TV. And then you follow that up, just as you described, Cal, great. You follow that up with your PSYOP. You have grabbed the emotional attention of the people, not the intellectual. You have grabbed the emotional attention of the people. Then you have the open door through which you throw your emotional plea in which you control the people. You want to elaborate on that, Cal, before we throw it back to DW?
Well, the thing is that emotion overrides, it seems to override even the most intellectual. Take 9/11, you have the engineers for 9/11 truth, you know. All of those guys, they all know this was an inside job. They all know those airplanes didn't bring down those towers. That never could have happened. And there's only one entity on Earth that could pull that off, and that would be the Christians in Action, the CIA, maybe with the help of Assad. So. But how many of those engineers and these people, you know, 9/11 truthers, still support the very entity, the government, that created that?
Oh, excellent point, Cal.
Is there a disconnect? I mean, why would people support something that would pull something off like that, and they know that that entity did it? And this is like staying in a crooked card game, knowing that it's crooked.
But you got to keep playing, because you know, the dealer may fall over dead, and you may accidentally win the lottery.
Yeah, there's always hope, isn't there? That's another part of the PSYOP, isn't it?
The hopium. Yes, hopium.
And then inside of the PSYOP, they have contingencies to where some people are going to start saying, well, this doesn't sound right. And they will have another PSYOP for those people to guide them right back to the same dead end.
Ooh, great job, Cal. Cal, let me ask you a question, please, if I may. What do you consider to be the largest false flag event ever perpetrated on the American public?
It's a toss-up. It's either the Constitutional Convention or 9/11.
Okay, great response. And now no one among us would know any more about the impossibility, not the impracticability, but the impossibility of 9/11, more than our esteemed pilot here with thousands of hours of commercial airline time. DW, if you want to elaborate on what Cal said, please do so. But I would like for you to, toward the end of the question, I mean, towards the end of your response, I would like for you to answer the question I just asked Cal. What's the largest false flag event that's ever been perpetrated on the American public? Go, buddy.
Well, the deadliest one was the Second Revolutionary War for our independence. Some people call it the Civil War. I call it the War of Northern Aggression. And it had the forethought, pre-planning, and malice with intent to instigate it to achieve an outcome. And it provided more governmental energy and human destruction on this soil, soaked it in blood. I think that was the one.
Oh, here's the music. We'll be back on the other side for DW's answer. Thank you, folks.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in. See what condition my condition was in.
Well, folks, I'm not exactly sure exactly what condition my condition is in, but we're working on that. And I've asked my two cohorts here to tell me what they thought was the most, the biggest, the largest PSYOP red flag event combination that was ever played on the American public. And I've gotten some excellent answers. But I'm not going to go into any great detail, but before we got started here, I did an imitation for my two friends of a woke individual, a woke rebel madman. And they were, I thought I was going to have to shut up because they were about to leave the program. DW, continue, please, sir.
Well, I your imitation was just too good. You know, we don't Okay, so I called it the war of northern aggression because what comes out of that is is legalism and a reconstruction of heretical law. It's a heresy of legal dictates and coercion that has just reverberated over the course of three centuries now.
Well, D.W.
1800s, 1900s, and now to 2000. Yeah.
Buddy, I need to ask you another question. Okay, you talking about the wall of northern aggression, or as Stonewall Jackson called it, second wall for independence. And let me ask you a question, if I may. It's a multifaceted question, and then I want to throw it to Cal as well for his answers. But number one, let's go to Korea in, what was it, June of 53 or 50? I'm sorry, somewhere. My chronology there is a little off, perhaps. But we sent American soldiers, 40,000 of whom gave the ultimate, in a defense against the Marxist communist of China and North Korea. And then again, let's jump back to 1959 to early 1960s, and we have American military, 58,184 individuals gave their lives, including 11 women, to combat the forces of the Marxist communist of Ho Chi Minh and Vo Nguyen Giap in North Vietnam. Now, let me kind of throw this question at you, if I may, DW. What were those boys from the South? What enemy were they fighting?
Oh, they were they were fighting the supposed enemy that they were told by their father in Washington, D.C., who told them that was their enemy, without having any knowledge as to why. They were called communists, basically they were operating on patriotism, but particularly the Vietnam soldiers were compelled. A lot of them were compelled by the draft, which is misuse of law, misuse of the legal system. Misuse of the legal system and the authority of government in and of itself is a false flag.
Well, D.W.
PSYOPs, go ahead.
No, what I want to do is I may have phrased my question wrong. But in Korea, our military went to war against Marxist socialists. In the Vietnam War, we went to war against the Marxist socialist of North Vietnam. Now, is that not exactly the same thing that the men of the South went to war against in 1861, the Marxist socialist of Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, if you know the actual history and the facts and the players, it is. Yeah, it absolutely is. If you don't have that objective, uncensored First Amendment free speech information with which to challenge your Marxist education that you got in a Marxist school system, government school system, you can't think those thoughts because they don't exist in your mind. You can't even, you're not even supposed to hear the objective critical information that refutes and rebuts official media government propaganda of not only the government, but the media, which is basically one and the same. So there are many kinds of psyops, and as you well know, and one of them is media, where you're gaslighted, gaslighting. But there are, and Cal was talking about this, which was really interesting, is that you can kind of break them down into two different categories. You have the overt psyop, Pearl Harbor, 9/11, sinking of the Maine, the Lusitania. Those are the overt emotional reactionary explosions of emotion. And then you have the covert psyop that's just a drip, drip, drip of poison. And it goes unrebutted, and it becomes common knowledge then. So what we're seeing now is the harvest of all these generations of mythology. And when you listen to Lowell Harari and Klaus Schwab and the woke people now, they're advocating for the end of history. The end of it. Because they can't deal, they don't really have any answers for the actual real history, which means they have to take down under whatever manufactured reason restricts free speech. And so you have the overt and you have the covert. As far as 9/11 goes, I just sum it up by saying, as I said to you, it was probably almost 10 years ago on another radio show, I said, 9/11, yeah, that was the day the United States attacked America. And if you can think your way through that, it's all explained right there. The day the United States government attacked America.
Man, I couldn't say it any better in any way. And let's check in with our buddy Cal Robbins out there before he succumbs to frostbite. Cal?
Well, you asked the question, you know, comparing, you know, the Confederate soldier and what was the difference, you know, with them. Well, they were all fighting off an invading Union or American army on their soil, which is, you know, I mean, if some other country, you know, for some reason thought they could invade the United States, it would be perfectly normal and logical for people to fight off the invading army. Okay? And the government now, and people don't see it, but, you know, this, you know, the standing army, you know, through the federal sheriffs, as Patrick Henry called them, all the alphabet agencies that are all armed, this is an army they have turned on the American people. And the American people still don't see that they're being invaded. This is how well the PSYOP works. This is how well the indoctrination is. They don't understand that you're already living in occupied country.
Well, Cal, let's kind of look at this just for a second. You know, just kind of let's bounce this around in our noggins just for a second. Now, the men who went to war against in Korea and the men who went to war in Vietnam were fighting the exact same foe that my Confederate ancestors were fighting in 1861 to 1865. How much does America even have a clue it's the same thing, Cal?
Well, no, America's exceptionalism and patriotism blinds them from seeing that. It's okay we do it to them. But if they did it to us, it's a total contradiction of doing to others you'd have them doing to you. But yeah, it's hard for people to see that, Mike. It's hard to see that these people, if the United States invades another country and it's invaded on a countries, if China put soldiers in Montana, would the people rebel against it? What's the difference in the United States, you know, surrounding China? I don't get how people see the similarity.
Because we're the good guys, Cal.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, they're doing this to the American people as well. There is a whole standing army that has already invaded and taken control of this country. People still think they're free. They don't understand. You've been occupied and reconstructed for over 150 years now, and it's just getting worse. And people still do not see it. And that, you know, when I look back and stand back and look at it, my hat's off to these people who are, you know, the puppet masters doing this. They have the people so hoodwinked that they cheer. They fly the flag of the police state proudly, the blue line flag. They proudly fly the flag of the police state.
They not only fly it, they salute it and pledge to it, Cal.
It just blows me away. And then they consider themselves good American. And I'm like, but American, you know, as I understand it, they were rebels. They didn't like authority. They rejected authority. And they fought authority by every means possible.
Well, Cal, recently you have read it. I'm not sure DW has read it. But have you ever read a better explanation of that theory than was given by Luther Martin about states' rights?
Which one is that, Mark? I've read so much of Luther Martin, and it all blends in after a while.
Well, probably the last one I posted on Facebook.
Oh, wow. Let me pull it up and remind myself. I'm having an old man.
Okay, well while you're searching for it, let's bring in our esteemed pilot. DW, go ahead, buddy.
Okay. All right. Well, look, there are, in my way of perceiving history and events, there's some distinctions. In Civil War, they were actually fighting off and invading Marxist attack. I know that sounds absurd to a lot of people, but all the history and the facts and the documents support that the War of Northern Aggression was a Marxist revolution. And they were fighting on their own soil, and they were rebels and proud of it, and fighting to defend their liberty and freedom and their culture and their way of life on their own ground. Moving forward after that, the First World War, Second World War, Korean, Vietnam, they are now not fighting on their own ground. And they're under the control of a socialist, Marxist U.S. government. And its propaganda and its information and its cultural and educational and religious systems. So what they're actually doing in World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, so on and so forth, is they are fighting against competitors of socialism and communism. They're not fighting to be rebels now. They're fighting against competitors of the U.S. government and the Western issue. They are already incorporated into and a part of the body of a socialist warfare. it's kind of amazing.
So did we have socialists fighting socialists?
You had socialists fighting communists.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. Well, it is in the propaganda. Woodrow Wilson said as much point blank that they were fighting this to make the world safe for democracy, which is just a euphemism for socialism. Teddy Roosevelt was a socialist. Woodrow Wilson is a socialist. FDR is a socialist.
FDR was a huge socialist.
Yeah. And of course, we have the documents out of Carnegie, the Carnegie Foundation and the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation, where they all basically agree, particularly out of the Carnegie Foundation, that the objective, when asked by William and Dodd, was that it was to amalgamate Soviet.
Music. We'll be back on the flip side, folks. DW, hang on to that thought, buddy.
Pure Bounty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Gilad Atzman says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was quickie koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Well, guys, as much as I enjoy the orchestra music, I feel compelled to jump in here and get back with my friends, DW and Cal.
And DW laid out some pretty awesome stuff there before we came to break. Cal, if you can find the mute button, tell us what you think about what Luther Martin had to say.
Well, here, let me read what I had to say. It says, by the principles of the American Revolution, arbitrary power may and ought to be resisted, even by arms if necessary. The time may come when it shall be the duty of a state, in order to preserve itself from the oppression of the general government, to have to recourse to the sword.
Ooh, and you were taught that in school, right, Cal?
Oh, no. No. School taught you to, you know, follow authority, obey.
Oh, obey and comply. The American mantra. Yeah. Let's do what they tell us to do.
Yes.
Go ahead, buddy.
No, but that is, you know, when you look at what the colonists that rose up and resisted against the oppressions of the crown, which is way less than what's going on now, those people were rebels. They were lawbreakers. They were tax cheats. They were
bad.
They were rebels. They sometimes, unfortunately, sometimes man is driven to that in order to for self-preservation of themselves and their rights.
Oh, very much so. DW, your thoughts on that subject, sir? And then I want to jump in because I'm going to contradict you two guys. I'm going to tell you that I believe that the greatest false flag event is different from what you two guys think it is. Are you surprised, DW? DW, you still with us, buddy?
Yeah, I found my mute button. I was hoping you would contradict us, and thank you for that. And while Cal was reading that, and I was listening, I was going, well, you know, this word contradiction is pretty important for the American people because they demonstrate contradictions all the time. That would be the state of mind of the people that think they're Americans. The American people, they're the great contradiction. The great contradiction is they don't see contradictions in complaining, protesting, being indignant about government actions at home, but supporting them geopolitically and internationally. Thinking that the oppression that they're complaining about here, but when they go overseas with their 1,000 military bases and embassies and military fortifications and intelligence agencies, that they're doing good and you support them. They don't see the contradiction. They don't see that the U.S. government and NATO and the Western and Five Eyes and intelligence agencies have practiced their art craft, and now the chickens have come home to rest on them.
The music they don't again, guys. DW, hang on to that thought. We'll be back on the flip side of the music. Thank you, folks, for tuning in to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle